Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ali Plum.
Hello, Ross Drummond.
Welcome to a fun, wacky, crazy place.
It's outrageous.
Funhouse.
Funhouse. We're doing a Funhouse episode.
Yep.
And we thought, because we're doing a Funhouse episode, who better than the captain of Funhouse, the king of all things both house-based and fun? A guy called Robin I just met.
Hi, Ali. That's too kind. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm a lot of fun.
He is a lot of fun.
I can't confirm or deny that, but you have upwards of 30 minutes to prove it.
Wow.
I'm going to guess 20, size 20 clown shoes are really giving away just how wacky, outrageous, fun, and crazy you are.
I am so wacky. I'm so visual. And that's why I'm best.
You've got a lot of props with you, which is I found very strange.
A lot of feather boas.
Sure, get them out.
The bucket of gunge.
Bucket of gunge. Well, that's a bit, that's relevant.
Fits in.
It is random. Do you know there's a Wikipedia article about gunge?
Is there? What about the mechanics of gunge?
I mean, it's in depth. No, I'm not even kidding. In depth. Just go on Wikipedia at leisure. Pause this podcast right now.
Don't.
Just okay, listen. Fine. Or read along with it. I find it distracting to read and listen to a podcast. I don't know about you guys.
That's true.
Yeah.
Something I struggle with.
So what is the history of gunge as far as you can remember it?
Yeah.
Let me get the Wikipedia article for you. I'll read it out to you now. I'm just going to load that up. No, I'm not going to do that. It's it talks about it's a food agent.
Oh, is it?
Mm. Yeah. No, I read on the web that they give you sort of recipes to make your own gunge at home.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because I was really into that at one point.
When you were younger.
Yeah, let's just say that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
You've got some, haven't you?
On both my cheeks.
Like a clown, yes.
Like a clown, great.
If you didn't watch Funhouse, where were you in the 90s? Probably not in Britain. Or you could have been in America, because this was originally in the late
1980s. It was an American TV show.
An American TV show.
Look at the show on your face.
Unbelievably,
you didn't know that,
it was
did you?
Called...
Didn't know it.
Funhouse.
What?
It was, indeed.
You're blowing me away.
It was crazy and wacky and outrageous. They had it in the US, and it looked a lot more like a house.
It did. Well, that's one of the things I remember.
And now it just looks like a fun house within a fun fair. Yeah. And essentially it's just a wacky, crazy, bonkers, bad joke-filled, scream-infused monolith.
It's got a very specific scream. We'll talk about it in a bit. But I wrote it down.
It's a double fist in the air.
The kids go, yeah! Every time. And it's got the same ascension. Yeah.
And also it was
amazing.
It was all made by Scottish TV, STV. And it was shot over a week. So there were like 14 seasons of this. They went from 1988 or 89 to 1999. And by the way, watching the first episode of the first season and watching the final episode of the last season.
You watched an 80s version episode of...
Oh my God, the level of production values. It is honestly like somebody was doing it through a cardboard box on a windy night. And then at the end, it's like HD TV. Yeah. It's like honestly...
Multi-camera.
It's like blind date levels of quality. That's how good we're talking about in the final it 1999.
Is. But when watching it as a child, I don't know if this is like kind of sad for a child to realise, but when I was a kid watching this, the thing I would look at is, wow, these production values, they're incredible.
No, all I was thinking was, go-karts! 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 Also the tags. I love the tags.
They're great.
As part of running through, because it's three sections, a really messy section.
Sure.
First part is messy games. Second part, and by the way, random terrible trivia questions are littered throughout this. So it was messy games full of gunge.
Yep.
And then it was go-kart race, which was amazing. And then even more amazinger was the run through
you got
the fun
into
house,
the fun house.
Where you essentially had to clamber over. It's a bit like Gladiators. You had to clamber over, but for kids.
Yep.
clamber over things and go through slides and down tubes and collect different coloured tags that would have prizes on them. And at the end, you could win this prize if you answered a question and blah, blah, blah.
Like a pen set.
Well, here's my list of my favourite prizes.
Yeah, I've written down some of the prizes that you win on Funhouse.
There are so many sets. Here are my favourite sets that you could win on Funhouse. Ready?
Great, I can't wait.
We've got the personal stereo set. Which is actually pretty good.
That is good. I'd want one of those as a child.
Definitely.
Definitely child friendly.
A badminton set.
Yeah.
That's like my seventh favourite foot sport, so that's good.
If you found that not very interesting, try a pen set.
Yay! All right, great.
Go on. Not a set, but just as exciting. Mm-hmm. A fashion watch.
Oh, yeah, fashion watch. And it's just, and then it had a little bit of product placement. It had United Colours of Benetton in the background.
Mm.
And then I think I watched this one because...
Mystery prize!
Well, there's that, but it goes to fashion watch, and then they cut to your man, what's he called? Pat Sharp.
Pat Sharp.
Very, very mulleted to begin with, very not mulleted at the end.
Yeah, it increases. It's like an infestation.
Of hair.
His head. Because it just it goes in different angles.
But it really travels through the time, doesn't it? Mm. Like Pat Sharp and himself. Yeah. He definitely dies behind the eyes. But
big time.
But big time. They did this for like 2 weeks. So an individual week each year, there might be two or three times a year they did it for a week, and they do 14 episodes over the course of 7 days. So it was two a day for
that
7 days.
A lot of
which
cocaine.
Is why you think, how did he make such terrible jokes? Which he did. At one point, I saw in an episode where he, for no reason, takes a leaf and then turns it over and goes, I'm turning over a new leaf.
No, I'm sorry.
Why?
I'm sorry, that's perfect. That's exactly what you... It was wasted on kids, and obviously... Was,
no, but he
was brilliant.
It's
he
like did a Andy Kaufman-esque comedy
it is a bit.
Delivered to
But he delivered it
a seven-year-old.
So oddly, because essentially when you... You guys are comedians. You give yourselves a Dara O'Brien air... Pause for laughter.
You got it's called timing.
Yeah, timing. Yeah. There we go. Timing. He has run out of time. All the time has just been vacuumed out of his soul, and he's just going. And now I'm turning over a new leaf, and we've got a new question, which is coming up.
Delivered.
But the longer it went on, the more he just wanted to move on.
Yeah, he,
was
he
like,
wasn't interested.
One time he held an apple, and he just went. I mean, this would make a great apple tizer. Okay. And he would move around the room and be like, anyway, a trivia question.
Yeah.
And he would try and get on with it. You could see that he was just, his brain was going, what are you doing, Pat? Get out,
Pat! Take a look at yourself, Pat! Do you think he stares himself in the especially extended mirror to fit the mullet in? What are you doing?
Did you see the one, because he also, every time he entered the Funhouse Arena,
yeah,
the front yard of the Funhouse, what would you call it?
I would call it essentially...
The porch, the Funhouse porch.
The moat.
The moat. Do you think... Pat is one of the people that had his moat cleaned out.
I reckon it was.
Expenses scandals.
I think so.
It's the Funhouse moat. It was. He would come out in a different way every time.
Each time,
like
yeah.
Every time. Like one time, he was in like a small, like a little Fiat, like Italian car. His head is sticking out of it, but he's got to go full stretch to actually get the thing to drive. And then if you watch it very closely, it looks like for a second he shits himself and he's going to crash it. Because he kind of goes like, whoa! And he comes out.
It's that panic.
That laugh, that ha-ha-ha, is so often
and then
heard
he came
on the show.
Out, this is, I wrote this. He was like, so, really didn't make it to the Funhouse today. I was clearing out leaves, and then I fell out the tree. And let's see who's on tonight's... What did he just say? And every time... Not once is there any smitten of laughter.
He's a railway track. He's a train on a railway track where he just goes off a cliff. And he's just got to keep going.
Keep going, Pat. Keep going, Pat. Keep going, Pat. And like that, I remember he introduced one show and he came on and went, we got some contestants tonight because, you know, the show isn't as good without contestants. And then pause for laugh. And then he just but here are the contestants.
So he pauses for a laugh for that one.
For that.
But the turning over a new leaf, comedy gold. Yeah. He just squishes.
I mean, trembles all over
it.
His
priorities right. Yeah.
And he did. I saw him when he goes, what about the, it's like the monk that, you know, they say about the monk that left the monastery and the engineer that left the, da 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 da. He just set it up. So, and he goes on for quite a while and he goes, and the,
it's a long gag for kids.
It's really good. And the joke teller who ended up at Funhouse. And then... just painful. And then he does some physical comedy. Now, I know you're a fan of physical comedy.
Yeah.
A lot of physicality.
Yeah.
And he does one, they've got some styrofoam rocks.
Yes.
Yeah, I know the exact one. I watched it on YouTube today.
He picks up a styrofoam rock. He's like, now remember, kids, because there's going to be some explosions. The premise of the
in
round
a mine.
He's in a mine. There's a great mine joke in it afterwards as well. Almost Thatcherite-esque.
Yeah, we had to use cutting. We had to use kids because obviously we could only do it with miners.
That was it. That's the joke.
Yeah.
That's a piece of business.
Yeah, that's ooh. But that's a joke that up. No one really picks up on. The kids just wanted to get on with it.
They wanted to get on the next
one. It's like in Shrek 2, there's a joke where Puss in Boots gets pulled over by police and they pull a little small sachet out of his bag and they go, we've got catnip. And he goes, it's not mine. And you go, which 3 or 4 or 9-year-old is going to get that cocaine?
Who's that for? Who's that for?
Because parents are going to be laughing, but then going, shouldn't be laughing at that. They'll probably do this laugh. Ha, ha, ha!
We'll call that the Pat Sharp.
Yeah.
Pat Sharp. Sharping, you call it.
He sharped it.
But you're in a mine, and he's wearing a tin hat.
He's wearing a tin hat.
In a gold mine. Yeah. And the aim of the game, as with all games, is to put the kids in gunge in different ways.
Yes.
So this time there is a bucket of gunge and there are some polystyrene rocks in it.
And he picks one up and it's so heavy, guys. You should see Pat.
You can tell it's heavy because he's straining.
We call it the sharp struggle. We call it the sharp struggle because it's heavy lifting. The next thing you know, he kicks one out of the way.
He says, move this out of the way.
And then, on with the round!
On with it!
Quickly, let's move on. But yet, when you do win, there are even more prizes that aren't just sets. You ready for more non-set prizes? We have the mystery prize, which when you turn it over, it's a bowling bash.
What is that? Does it mean it's a party?
It's a party.
Party in a bowling alley.
Or you get bashed in the head with a bowling ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really sinister. Even for Pat Sharp.
Pat Sharp comes around your house and he just is like...
Hits you.
I just had to record 27 episodes of Funhouse. I just won this fucking bowling ball, you stupid little shit.
You won all the tags. Well done. You've also won some trendy trainers.
Ooh.
Some bungee headphones. A game selection.
They did one that was like a Judge Dredd game console. Judge Dredd must have come out at the time.
Yeah. Wow.
And they based an entire game console on it.
On Judge Dredd.
Wow. And you could only play one game.
Yeah.
What
was it?
Like LCD.
Mario Kart. Yeah. I thought so. Yeah.
Judgy O'Kart.
Judgy O'Kart.
Yeah. It's a great game.
God, it's so niche.
I know. Well, listen.
But during some of these gunge games in the first round.
Now, hold on. The gunge games are what we all remember.
Well, no. I remember all of it.
Well, I mean, I remember all of it as well, but the gunge games to me, not bragging about what I know. I remember a lot.
No, inform me.
But the gunge games, people go mental. A lot of physical effort to collect something, right?
Mm.
That is followed by a round where for the same amount of points, they have to answer some of the dumbest fucking questions in the entire world.
One question, wasn't it?
It was one question each.
Was it one each? But it would cost the same as like a really physical...
You just fucking tore yourself a new one.
Tell me, Robin.
Going through mud and mire.
An apple a day keeps a what away?
The doctors.
25 points.
Done.
Thanks, guys. Wow. My self-esteem's right out there.
That's catchphrase, but I'm going to use that sound effect.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed
it. Yeah, thank you.
There's a great interview on Den of Geek, which is a website run by a bunch of great people that I happen to kind of tangentially know through working at Empire. What up, Deno Geek? So it's got such a brief interview as if to say that they had half an hour with him, but he answered the question so succinctly that they didn't need much more. So here are just a few questions and answers, some Q's and some A's with Pat Sharp from a couple of years ago. Okay, so here we go. How did you become involved in Funhouse? It was very simple. I had an interview arranged with my agent. The other guy who was up for it was John Leslie, infamously
part
of a sex tape.
Very different Funhouse.
That has something to do with something.
Was that the name of the sex tape, Funhouse?
John Leslie's Funhouse.
Whole lot of fun prizes.
I mean, that probably
is.
Yeah, prizes, tags.
A lot of guns.
It is outrageous, crazy, and wacky.
John, I've got guns in my eyes.
And the show itself, how were the kids? Were they little sods? They were fine.
They were fine.
Yep.
Is that
it? They were always too nervous to be out of order. Whatever happened to the twins, because we need to talk about the twins, from the Funhouse, and again, we're not talking about the sex tape. Nope. The twins were two blonde sisters, who happened to be twins, called Melinda and Melanie, I think. It was something like that. And they were cheerleaders. They had pom-poms and they shook it and screamed and said,
and
well,
they talked in that voice that people talk in where they try and talk really loudly. But they're not actually that much louder. They just talk like that.
They talk with the top of their mouth. Yeah. Hello, everybody. Yeah, it's not that
And he's from Southampton.
Yeah.
Ken Corder from Adam and Joe.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so they were a whole lot of fun prizes to be won. But they had dreadlocks in one of the seasons.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
And it scared the bejesus out of me.
I don't remember them much, but I remember they had dreadlocks, and I thought that was...
edgy.
What's happened to their hair?
I was like, they shrunk their hair, but it's the same length. It's all very, very strange. Also, the hair was grey.
Yes.
They didn't wash it, did they?
Honestly, they were like the guys from The Matrix 2. Do you remember them? That's what they looked like, but with pom-poms. So imagine how creepy that was.
Which, again, it's funny you mentioned them. There's a Matrix porn, and it's just girls dressed like those guys, but with pom-poms.
And is John Leslie in it?
John Leslie's in it as well. He's dressed as Neo.
Still getting work.
It's Neo.
Still getting work.
Whatever happened to the twins from Funhouse? They're both married. Both of them are out of the business these days too.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Because if you navigate your web browser to funhousetwins.co.uk, you will find the
John
official Funhouse Twins. Girls, the Funhouse Twins.
Yeah.
They're there. They're available for bookings. There is upwards of 4 photos of them at personal appearances.
Well, recently.
Recently.
2015. 14.
They've got, and their email address is like Melissa and Melanie and Martina. That's their names.
Got it entirely wrong. Sorry, listeners.
No, please forgive him. Melanie and Martina is like Melanie underscore and underscore Martina underscore Funhouse Twin Girls. At hotmail.com.
As if
the website.
As if all that was taken already.
Really? Yeah, that's right. Guys, have you tried Melanie Martinez 6372? No, come on. Let's just go for the whole thing.
No, I love how they pay for the URL for Funhouse Twins, because that's great. Good for you.
Sure.
You got the URL.
Get yourself a GoDaddy. Get a nice deal.
You need that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to pay for the domain. No. I'm not going to have that as my email. That would be sensible.
We get upwards of 4 emails a year to this account. I can't redirect that. Are you kidding me?
Can we email them? Can we get them in for something?
I think we probably could.
I don't think we could, because I just miss said their names.
You mispronounced
really wrong.
Them. Also, talking about people with a dead behind the eyes laughter, I watched a similar... I mean, have you got any more questions for this Den of Geek with Patrick?
I've got quite a few more, yeah. Wow. I'm barely begun, but I'll give you maybe 2 or 3 more.
Go on, hit me.
Yeah, yeah.
How fast did the carts in the Grand Prix actually go? Would they get through a modern-day health and safety test? They were restricted and quite slow, but I can't imagine any part of Funhouse being okay for today's mad, politically correct society.
Can I point out, actually,
that...
Political correctness gone mad.
Truly... The stuff that goes on in the show, I was like, genuinely, you would not see this on TV now.
There is
the kids fall
noise.
Over and crack their heads and like slip on their asses, like totally arse over tit, hurt themselves. Every show.
Yeah. And
there's no
that
one
gives where you just
a
spin
big...
them round and around and around and just throwing shit at them.
It's like,
that's it.
It's William Tell, but they put them onto, you know, it's, you know what it's like? It's like Gangs of New York. They just put them on a spinning board and throw guns at
daggers. Oh, no, yeah.
They throw armed guns.
Funhouse in New York, yeah.
Pretty good. That was the original title of the original show.
The wheel one, I remember them doing it. It lasts for a good minute.
They're spinning and for a long time. And the twins are the girls spinning. The twins are spinning them.
The twins are really going,
for it. They're like,
they don't give
a
shit.
Fucking raise.
Yeah, come on.
I've got a personal appearance in Bromley this weekend. Like that, just really getting out all the anger.
Yeah,
he touched me again.
When they like eventually stop it, Hatshop goes over to like one of them.
And one of them's like head is bobbing.
Well, it's basically sort of stuck like, to his shoulder. It's like he's
palsied for a moment. Yeah,
palsy, minor stroke, whatever. Yeah. And he kind of taps him on the cheek and goes,
"You're
his head okay."
Back. He pushes his head back. His sort of sagging, nerve damaged head.
And
Hatshop comes and just like pushes it, and then he's like jolts back this kid.
And you don't see that kid for the rest of the show.
You just see
he's all guns.
You just see a
he's
gurney attached to one of the Funhouse go karts, just slowly driving to the nearest Glasgow hospital.
I thought you were saying they just push this go kart into the river, and then just fire arrows at it.
Yeah,
just firing arrows.
Just fill it with guns and hope it'll sink.
Yeah.
Get rid of that Gunge Gangs of New York.
That would be, again, it's a spin-off everyone's waiting for. The show ran for 12 years, an extraordinary run even then. What do you think its secret was? It was bright and fun and did what it said on the tin. It was also wild and different for the time as well. That's fair. Here is the fact that kind of blew my mind. We used to film the whole series in just 1 week in Glasgow. You'll have noticed that all the kids, when they laugh and scream and shout, yeah, they actually have a Scottish accent.
And that is the thing. It's like, 2, 3, 4, yeah! Like, you could hear, like, pure Glaswegian. Like, what are you doing this afternoon? I'm going down to Funhouse. What are you doing? Go see Pat Sharp at Funhouse.
Again.
I've been there all week. I won't let me go home.
Can you tell us what the story is with the pilot adult version of the show?
What?
Linda Lusardi hosted
it. Hold on a second.
No, let me finish. And she had two strapping lads on as the twins. It never took off, though. But, and here's the mind blower. Carol Smiley was a contestant on the pilot episode, which springboarded her to fame when the executives at Scottish TV saw her gave her a job.
Why has
Carol Smiley, if you don't remember, was of course
Changing Rooms.
Yeah. Another great show that we will no doubt not do. Yep. But Carol Smiley was given a big break through Funhouse. That's a thing you've learned.
How does no one know that?
How does not everyone know that? You know what I mean? Yeah. That is the American dream.
It's truly the Scottish TV dream.
The thing that people got, like, you know what, maybe I'll go on this game show and I'll get noticed. And then you know what? Maybe it happened. And Carol parked in the STV car park that day, probably parked a Vauxhall Corsa, got out of a car.
Yeah.
End of that year, it was a Ferrari.
Yeah.
There we go.
They were nice. Final question.
Probably lapels.
This thing.
Go on.
Just to give context to Pat Sharp in 2008. Okay.
2008.
Kevin says, thank you very much. Ago. Reference to a different question, doesn't matter. Two more questions. Firstly, what do you spend your time doing these days? I'm still on air most days with various radio shows. My first love across Cambridge on Monday to Friday with Q103 with a number one drive show. Plus, I do an 80s show on Sundays, which is aired on three other stations, along with a syndicated show called The Weekend Vibe, which airs on numerous stations in the UK and Europe weekly. I freelance for BBC London at the moment too, plus run my own music imaging production company, making TV themes and jingle packages for radio.
So we did want to plug in the thing. Yeah.
My favourite segment is, of course, Pat's deep bath. Honestly, he is the fun and games version of Alan Partridge.
He is obsessed with Alan Partridge, because I watched another interview with him, and it's on, it's called, like, hold on a second, I'll get that up for you.
By the way, you
may... hecklerspray.com.
Of course.
Some website. He seems to interview quite a lot of people. He gets red carpet access. He interviews Pat Sharp with the twins.
No.
Oh, wow.
Was this for the reunion they did for Challenge TV?
I'm not sure. Maybe it was that. But it was like for some Xbox Live thing. But at one point, one of the questions, and I didn't watch it at all because it made me sad inside, but they're like, what are your thoughts? This is a real question that was asked to Pat Sharp and the twins. The funhousetwins.co.uk.
Marjorie Margaret.
Come on, man. That's not right. Could have the twins sat on our laps.
Well, there's three of us, so I don't think so.
Do you know what?
Patch up.
You could just say they sat on our laps and no one would know.
You would know because one of them laughs a lot at literally anything.
Sure.
She's like, she goes, she does that laugh. And you'll know that the two of them, there's one of them that laughed at the jokes and one like laughed at everything and then one that didn't laugh at anything. But
they were both great, I should point out, at their jobs.
I mean,
you needed to bring a lot of energy to kids who were obviously injured and quite disturbed. You had to,
bring
the
fun. Up. Yeah. Pick them
imagine
back up.
You were like, you'd be what, like an all bar one? A few cocktails?
Not at this time, more like a Wetherspoons.
Picking up and go, oh, what are you up to this weekend? Oh, actually, I'm away for the week in Glasgow. Oh, cool, what are you doing up there? Just filming the fun house. So I'll call you when I come back.
It's pretty exciting.
Right. Yeah. It is exciting.
I mean, yeah.
I think they probably got a lot of tail. Pigtails. But the question that they asked them, what are your thoughts on loyalty cards?
What?
Exactly.
Who was the guy asking?
It was just a guy asking questions. They got time secured, locked down.
Loyalty cards?
What? That is my new favourite question to not ask.
What are your thoughts on loyalty cards? And without any like hesitation, one of the twins was like, love them. Love them. Think they're great. What the fuck?
I'm flabbergasted.
So she got that sent through. She's like, I'll wait for that loyalty card.
Yeah, yeah. She had a speech ready for it. Like, love them. What can I say? They're great. I just want to thank my mum for the loyalty card she's given me over the years. They've been
love
great.
The nectar points that I receive.
Well, bizarre thing to ask.
That's beyond me. I can't. I mean, that's up there with what's the biggest dog you've ever seen in the why did I ask that question stage. <Yeah. laughs> Like, it's out your mouth, and there's nothing you can do about
it. No, that's
cheese. Yes or no?
Yes.
Again, that's so much like Alan Partridge.
Love it.
We'll be discussing why people, some weird people, keep eggs in the fridge. Like what?
Yeah.
Well, it's very like that. Loyalty cards. Why was he thinking?
It's mental, isn't it?
Yeah. No, that's odd.
But yeah, so that was. I mean, and it was just really cemented, and I'm you know, they make a great career. Pat Sharp's actually on Twitter now. And he likes to retweet things. I think we'll try and get a Pat Sharp shout out.
Oh, nice! Oh,
definitely. Let's.
Hopefully, they won't actually listen to it because all we've done is
We love Pat. We love. No,
I love Pat.
Maggie.
We
and
love Pat.
Yep. No, honestly, genuinely,
you're changing their name. Ian.
I really love watching the shows again, and they are popular on Challenge TV so much so that they interview them again, and they reveal the secret to making the show.
Go ahead.
Everything was one take. Every single thing. If you thought it was a one take, it wasn't even one take. They just left the cameras rolling and they did it. The kids accidentally went through the funhouse. Honestly, they just said, there was no auto cue, there was no script, you went in, you made a stupid joke, you moved on to the next bit. It was just like live radio, but with Gunge on TV with tiny children in Scotland.
And that's why I love Pat Sharp, for that exact reason.
Pat Sharp is one of the last great presenters of our time.
Oh, definitely, for sure. No doubt about it.
No, it was all on the hoof, and I could have not done in any way, anywhere near as well as he did. Truly, I mean that. He comes in, on one episode I saw, on a pogo stick. He hops 1, 2, 3, 4 hops, falls flat on his face, then gets up off the floor and goes, I survived, now let's go into the funhouse!
As he's reeling in pain.
He's obviously hurt himself and then has to run across and then just start the go. It just, honestly, he just has to go, here's the first team, off you go.
Funhouse!
As he's limping to each corner of...
I finally know how you feel, young infant. You're going to get brutally mutilated in just a couple of minutes, don't worry.
You've come on the show because you're being bullied. I get the shit kicked out of me every week in this fucking warehouse hellhole.
Apparently, he tells a story that apparently there were only two cleaners in the warehouse where they shot it and
in the
studio.
One of the things I thought about.
So two cleaners, he said, I'm sure this is all very tongue-in-cheek, and if so, it's a good joke, Pat. After every gun session, which was every single game,
and how many,
they'd bring the same two people in going, oh, you're messy. Why are you doing this? It's always a mess here.
It's always just...
So what Pat Sharp said to these two cleaners... Oh, what a mess. Well, they said that to them.
They said, there's always a mess here on this show. Why are you so messy?
That joke is the kind of joke that you make with somebody... I mean, in our office, we've got cleaners, and they're lovely people, but you just haven't really got anything to say to them, and it's a very weird...
But
status.
There's always that opportunity to say that joke, and it's not like
made a mess again.
What are you doing with the place? It's so messy. But no one chooses to say it.
What is it? A fun house?
Pat, was that one of your jokes?
Anyway, your trivia question.
Pat, I think you let a joke off again.
Pat, you let a joke off.
Could you put the joke away, Pat? Thanks, Pat. Anyway, Pat actually was quite frank about it, and he essentially said that it was just... winging it. It was just carnage and everything you hoped it would be.
I mean, you'd think it's he winged it, and yet
it was a 12 year
success. Years of winging it.
12 years of winging.
He's unbelievable.
In different haircuts. In the first one, it's mega, like loads of patches on the dungarees, Oshkosh by gosh type.
You dress
jeans.
Like Kurt Cobain a lot as well.
And then in the final one, it's frosted tips, great. Super tight gelled quiff with frosted tips, right? And my brother had this shirt. A big collared black bowling style shirt with a dragon emblem on one side.
Oh, yeah.
He was looking so 99, man. Yeah. So 99.
The millennium's coming.
Pussy, pussy, pussy. That's what he would. That was his
That's what he used to whisper to the twins.
That's. Why would he say that?
Who knows why he said any of it?
Yeah.
He was high on improv.
One point, I didn't notice one thing. He bragged a little bit. And it was, again, one of his stellar jokes.
Yeah.
He's like, I flew into Glasgow Airport today where we filmed the show. Like, all right, man, you got a plane.
What
Big
in an
deal.
Airport, well then?
Bully for you, you got a plane from Milton Keynes.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, and I noticed at the airport, there was a thing there called Funhouse. But it was nothing like ours. Welcome to Funhouse! I guess his take on observational comedy.
I genuinely think he needed to say words out of his mouth and then say welcome to Funhouse. Yeah. So we picked those, put them into any order possible, just said welcome to Funhouse.
Talk about his flight, talk about his travel. Just anything to say. Welcome to Funhouse!
I feel like Pat Sharp was the warm-up act for Pat Sharp, and then Pat Sharp would then take over from Pat Sharp. And then, of course, the headliner, Pat Sharp. So really, he was doing a pretty decent set if he did that all day, every day, 7 days.
And I bet there was no warm-up for Pat Sharp.
No.
I bet it was all on Pat Sharp.
I bet it was mainly Pat Sharp.
Because I bet there was no one to entertain those kids with other jokes.
Now, would you... No. Would either of you...
When the two cleaners were cleaning up, he was obviously filling in for Pat Sharp. So he had to do a bit more
Keep
Pat
the energy
Sharp
going,
stuff.
Guys.
Let's practice that mindless screaming. They also... Everyone did the double fists in the air. Always... Yay!
Two in the air.
Both fists.
Keep them high.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
how I do it.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
That's how I roll. I double fist everywhere I go. I don't know what my point was.
Pat wouldn't have got this dry mouth. Pat would have just been...
Pat would have been reeling off, turning over a new leaf.
they call him Patter Sharp. Because he's got so much passion.
They call me that in the... Here's the fun house!
Oh, we're awful people. But did you enjoy the show, looking back on it?
I loved it. But my question to you is, would either of you have gone on Funhouse?
Great question, of course I would.
Yes, definitely. And it was one of those shows when I was younger, that more than anything, I wanted to be on it.
You wanted to go on?
And, you know, I talked to my mum and I said, how do I get on the show? And there was never any answer. There was never any way I could be on the show. So I devised this thing where maybe perhaps they were just cloning children to sit in the audience be on the show. And it was just impossible to get on. And that's when my dreams faded. I always felt
they went from the same school. So the pair, boy and girl, would come from a school.
Yeah.
Did they come round to a school and say, which two lucky kids get to win a special pen set?
And the kids they got on didn't... Who wants to win a comic book subscription?
To the Beano for 3 weeks.
In the Beano, there's an advert. One of the prizes during the latter years of the Funhouse Enterprises, they had a competition to win one of the go-karts.
Shut your mouth.
No way.
Yeah. Because kids, I mean, I would only have gone on the go-karts. And my joke always was that they may still be racing the go-karts. They were so slow.
They are true.
And I watched it.
They're like the Legoland cars when you went to Legoland. Where you put your foot down, you think, those guys are going really slow. When I'm in there, I want to tear it up. You put your foot down.
You put your foot to the floor.
And then it would start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trundle along.
It roll. You thought you were on a very gentle incline. You're actually going flat out
and
at 2 miles.
There was a website I found, and one of the things we like to do, Robin, is on our show is look for Wikipedia pages dedicated to the show.
Cool.
Funhouse, unfortunately, doesn't have one of those.
It does have a great wiki on the Wikipedia site, if you've never seen it. Wikipedia.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Wikipedia.
It's just a website that
the
tells
internet.
Yeah. Mm. What is it again?
Wikipedia.
Well, spell it out. It's wikipedia.organization.org.
.twinfunhousegirlstwins.co.uk.
.xxx.
Great.
/ John Leslie.
John Leslie.
This is what you're talking about, right? The Wikipedia page.
But there's a game show website where they just list every game show ever, and it's in-depth. Have you got the internet?
I do not have the internet. I do not have it.
You don't have it?
No.
On your phone?
No, none of that. Not on my... Hang on, let me just check. No
you don't have it there, do you? But you've printed off 17 pages of a Pat Sharp interview.
Nah, still
that is it. You may be the only person that's ever printed that off.
I sincerely doubt it. This is on Pat Sharp's wall. I know that.
You reckon?
Right,
it's on framed.
It's on his ego wall.
You can jump there. Yeah.
But on the Wikipedia page, it lists every single possible variation of what was in the Funhouse.
Oh yeah,
and
there's a lot.
So it's like the descriptions are amazing. It's the ball tunnel, a tunnel full of balls. Honestly,
but then it's always like variations of that. It's like. The ball cave, a cave full of balls.
Honestly,
and then there's another round.
There was the monster den.
The air duct bowl.
Cave.
This is a good point, because I saw a game at one point that I didn't understand what the narrative was about it. Because essentially, they were...
The narrative.
They had these big shoes on.
Classic. And
big shoe cave full of balls. Yeah, I remember.
No. It was...
No, that was another round.
It was another round. Another really great game. And they had sandpaper on the bottom of these giant shoes. And they would burst a balloon. Run round and collect bars of soap to put over their head while people just chuck dunge on them. And then they would come back out, burst another balloon. And I was like, what is going on? And they were dressed as, what were they?
Sumo wrestlers?
No, it was something really weird. I think they were dressed as like Elvis or...
Sure, the king.
The king.
Also, you saying that reminds me just how the show works. It's repetition. Yeah.
But the other thing...
They go around, they hit a ball. They hit a balloon with their feet. They collect soap. They hit a balloon with the feet. They collect soap. They hit a balloon with the feet. They collect soap. They hit a balloon with the feet. That's it. There's no nuance. There's but no, I'll change my skill.
One thing that I totally have forgotten about, the need to show a replay after every single high-octane round. And then a weird caption underneath it.
The captions make me laugh so
much.
Yeah,
they do.
They were great. You know the one on the spinning disc we were talking like dodgy.
About? You know the spinning disc, where, by the way, we haven't talked about this, they're wearing mushroom hats. They are on the spinning discs and having guns thrown at them. Mushroom hats. It says in the action replay, Dorky! In pink letters, wobbling like it's the screensaver for Windows 95. That kind of wobble. Dorky. Two times. Dorky in pink with exclamation marks. In the 1999 version, they still do it, except the one I saw said, Fab-tastic!
I mean, why was that there? Why was that captain needed?
I don't know! No one knows.
Goofy.
Let's show the replay.
There was jelly time.
There was nothing about it.
Dangly.
Like when you watch a replay, you usually want to see something that you might have missed.
Yes. Yeah.
I've just watched a child struggle in Gunge, have shit thrown at patch up, slapped around the face. Like,
well, the slow mo slap.
I don't need what? Like a twin shout at the top of her lung, get the fuck out of here. I don't know what.
A twin sounds so intimidating.
But I don't know what I needed to see again and what they thought was what it was.
And why they needed a caption. They're glasses! Like,
Shifty gypsies! It's just always just random.
Harry!
Yeah.
Peachy.
Lost luggage! Oh shit, we've rolled one of the prizes up.
Yeah. William G. Grace. Anyway, so tell me what you'd give this out of 1,990. Light a day, 21st century.
Well, that's one of the things we should have told you. We review every show out of 1,990.
Oh, that's normal.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Because we want to know...
Review-tastic!
Review-tastic!
Summation!
Glib, glib, glow!
Bonkernauts! Tell me, 1,990.
Oh, gee whiz.
How much did you enjoy it? Don't say, is it a well-made show? Don't
talking about the narrative. We get it. There wasn't a lot there.
I'm going to give it 1,000. 1,100. Yeah,
almost
so
in the middle.
You quite liked it.
Yeah, fan of the show, you might say.
By no means, it should have been running for 12 years. I don't think
it's a miracle.
It's a miracle. It's running for. I think it's a miracle. Patch Up is still alive after running that for 12 years.
Yeah,
improv.
Think of the toxic chemicals in the Gunge.
All over his cheeks.
If you were on an episode of Funhouse, tweet at us, 1990s podcast.
We would bring you on the show.
Yeah, you're in. We'll pay for a hotel. Yeah. We won't pay for a hotel.
I would love it if somebody came in. They said, "Hey, yeah, I was in Funhouse," and they turn up and then they just make up bullshit for half an hour.
Fine.
And at the end, they
absolutely
go,
fine.
No, never.
Just patch up it and then drops the mic and leaves. So 1,100.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm going to give it a high score.
I'm going to give it quite high.
I fucking love Funhouse.
I mean, I honestly feel like this is pure hungover challenge. Cable TV, where you are drunk or high or hungover,
much
is
like
amazing because all the jokes are so—they're not just bad, as in like so bad that you're not finding them funny. They are terrible.
They're just thrown
bad. They're just throwaway awful that you cannot help but laugh.
But it's more than that. It's the reception, isn't it, that he gets? He gets.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when he's telling these jokes, no child anywhere is
No one has ever laughed at a patch up joke.
No, and I think that's a bit unfair on him because I thought, you know, he really did. He tried his best.
No, he's full of energy. And do you think he just
went back to his room, like start listening to like Jerry Seinfeld tapes and stuff? He's like, I'm gonna work on my timer today.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the deal with Gunj? Here, welcome to Funhouse.
Yeah,
oh, that gets everywhere, doesn't it?
Is it guns or
Gunj? It's Funhouse.
Anyway, I'd give it. As we're doing round numbers here.
Go on.
1,000. 500.
Wow.
What did I give it?
You didn't mention a number.
I didn't mention a number, did I?
Nope.
I'm going to give it 1650.
Oh. So you love it the most?
I do love it the most. I love it because Pat Sharp's delivery. I love it because he punched kids in the face. Mm-hmm. I love it because the go-karts are so fucking slow, but the kids were desperate to go on them.
Yeah, they were. Desperate. They were so
And also,
keen.
It makes me so happy. There's just nothing about it that doesn't fit into the 1990s problems ethos.
It's not like a sitcom where it's just aged badly. It just is what it is, and it's great.
Sincere, silly, stupid fun.
Kids is like, and it's not like Gladiator where people took it too seriously.
Can I make just a slight point to this?
Go on.
If you had a TV show like this today, you would never win, because even at this time, these were crap prizes. Even as a kid, I was going,
they're awful.
Rubbish. Trainers, probably rubbish. Like, honestly now, would any kid in any way go, "Wahey!" If they didn't get, like, Xbox One?
It just doesn't happen now. They have to win something big.
Yeah.
So a pen set will just not do.
Truly feel in 20 years, you could win a pen set. Now, Ferrari.
Yeah.
Pat Sharp. And Carol Smiley.
If Pat Sharp was one of the
Ferrari.
Prizes.
Pat Sharp, a night with Pat Sharp.
A night with Pat Sharp. Sit on Pat Sharp's Cambridge radio show.
I would give anything to Pat, a night with Pat Sharp.
You've heard it here on the podcast.
Yeah. And I think they should bring it back. Bring back Funhouse.
Bring back Funhouse.
The mad health and safety wouldn't allow it.
Film in Argentina. Mad. Like,
It's a knockout.
Yeah.
Other show. Where they all jump around on water and stuff.
Yeah.
It's
a knockout.
Is that not It's a Knockout?
No.
Richard Hammond presents.
Yes, that one.
Saturday night.
Wobble Time. Whatever. I don't know what it's called.
Splashdown. These are all possible over-screen layouts.
Yeah, they're all copywritten, by the way, because these are all the names of our shows that we're going to produce.
Great news. So, hey, Robin, that I just met.
Hi.
Great to meet you.
Lovely to meet you.
It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much for coming on to talk about Funhouse.
Would you like to say one of our catchphrases?
Have you printed them out?
Here they are.
You can just cold read those. Just wing them like Pat Sharp would.
All of them?
What I've done is, of course, handed Robin a list of the lyrics to the Funhouse theme.
So
if you could just read out the Funhouse theme for me, please.
Okay. In your best patch.
In as dry a possible way as you can.
Dry as possible.
Yes, please.
Mm. Wacky. Fun. Crazy. It's outrageous! Funhouse. A whole lot of fun. Prizes. To be won, it's real crazy show where anything goes. Funhouse, it's a quiz, it's a race, it's a real wacky place! Use your body and your brain if you wanna play the game.
Thank you so much, Robin.
Amazing, Robin.
I've really enjoyed
the spot
it.
That
was maybe one of the best things I've ever heard in my life.
Performance poetry.
And Robin will be performing
his
one-man show, Funhouse, A Man's Journey Through the Gunj, at Edinburgh this year, I believe. Yep. Is that right?
Catch it this year.
Now
I play Pat Sharp, like, through the years.
You play Pat Sharp and the twins.
Yeah.
Pat Sharp, of course, not forgetting also Pat Sharp and his backup artist, Pat Sharp.
Sharpie Pat.
Yeah. And there's a bit with John Leslie, but that's
Hollyoaks late version of the show. Yeah. Anyway,
well, stay witchy, bitches.
Please do stay witchy, bitches. You've been listening to the Night Nights.
Thank you.
Podcast.
Keep dancing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.